May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Cuke Audio mini podcast. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So this is going to be a very brief excerpt from Shunyu Suzuki lecture. First, I will read it, then you will hear him say it, as he did back on May 18th, 1969, which is his birthday. And this was the clip used at the end of Chapter 11 of Crooked Cucumber, The Life and Zen Teaching of Shunyu Suzuki. So we should always be equal. If you know better than I, you should teach me. If I know something which you don't know, I should teach you. In this way, we should practice our way.
So we should be always equal. You know. If you know better than I, you should teach me. If I know something which you don't know, I should teach you. In this way, we should practice our way.
That's the chapter called Bowing. Mm-hmm. When he's teaching them things, what, we have to bow like that? And, you know, and he bowed nine times, had to bow nine times, to the floor, prostrate. His teacher made him because he said he was very stubborn as a youngster monk and didn't like bowing like that. So he said, since you all are having a difficulty with bowing three times, let's do what my master taught me and bow nine times. And he taught them various other things. They started chanting. A lot of things that people didn't think of as Zen back then. They didn't really think of meditation. You know, they thought of having Satori from an exchange in which a Zen master would whack you or something, and then you'd awaken to the ultimate reality in a flash of greatness. And people would ask him if they could study with him, and he'd say, yes, you know, come join me at 5 in the morning. Or I think at first it was like 5:45. Of course, he wouldn't really give them the right time. Wouldn't tell him they had to be there early. Maybe he would sometimes. With Graham Petchy, he told him late. So that Graham arrived late, what did he really pick up? That would be the thing that would give proper British Graham the hardest time, the humiliation to arrive late. Anyway, so that's what we hear at the end of Chapter 11. So we should be always equal. If you know better than I, you should teach me. If I know something which you don't know, I should teach you. In this way, we should practice our way. And you know, that's the way he was. He learned a lot from us. And that is not always true of teachers, especially teachers from where he comes from, where the idea is the teacher is the Reishto, the great person who's sort of, they're up high and you're down below and you keep your mouth shut and, you know, learn what they have to teach and you have nothing to teach them. He was unusual. He wasn't the only Japanese teacher like that, but that was rare. Okay, so let's hear it from him.
So we should be always equal, you know. If you know better than I, you should teach me. If I know something which you don't know, I should teach you. In this way, we should practice our way.
This has been a Cuc audio mini podcast. I'm DC Poobah of Cuc Audio and Cuc Archives, coming to you from sleepy Sanur with Dogge Bandita, Feline Conchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.